Part 3. Kaladay. What a powerful force is this fascination with, this fear of death. How could it not be so for a reasoning, mortal creature? Mortal in this form, at least. We are groomed from childhood, or perhaps it is even innate in any logical being, to prepare for the future, to take actions that will lead us to the place we believe we wish to be. The gods of Faerun have made their positions of power based upon this. For the ultimate future for us all, we know, is not in this short life, but in whatever might come next. If anything, and if nothing, that is perhaps the cruelest possibility. Yet how can we properly prepare, other than to give ourselves to a matter of faith? We seek evidence. I have found great hints in my journey of transcendence. And yet, that which we can see as such remains hints and little more. This is the ultimate mystery of life, the greatest of all. My journey with Kimuriel has surprised me in a most wonderful way. To see him, the most emotionless person I have ever known, drawn into such discussions of purpose and place, of the point of life, and the hopes of what might come next was more than unexpected. It was shocking, nothing less. There is no question of Kimuriel's brilliance. He often resides in the vast library of the illithid hive mind, his consciousness flitting effortlessly among the memories and conclusions of that vast repertoire of experience and history. He has mastered a magic very different from that of priestesses like Catti Bree, a spell power irrelative to the notion of divinity. He has mastered a magic very different from that of Gromph, for Kimuriel's is also a spell power independent of the weave, the elemental powers, the harnessing of natural energies. His magic is purely intellectual, purely a matter of controlling his own thoughts and emotions, and using that intellectual force as a weapon or a thief's tool. Yet here he was beside me, acceding to my demands without questions, revealing his own vulnerabilities in the form of his hopes and fears as he tries to unravel this greatest of mysteries. And more than that, I watched him bringing that journey back beyond his personal mind space into the world around him, including responsibility to community above his responsibility to self, that he is even considering joining in the coming fight for Menzo Berenzon for altruistic and moral motivations is something I could never have anticipated, not from Kimuriel, whose journey surprises me more than that of Jarlaxle. Jarlaxle's heart was always hinted at in his actions, whatever other excuse he might make for his consistent generosity and caring. Kimuriel's revelations here surprise me more than the journey I have seen in Artemis and Treri, whose path had to lead him through personal darkness, his own inability to look into a mirror and not be horrified by the reflection. For Entreri was as much victim as villain. It surprises me even more than the journey of Dabne, or that which I am hoping is real within the matron mother of Menzo Berenzon and the other true devotees of the horrid demon queen of spiders. While I suspect, and not without evidence, that much of these doubts regarding the Lothian clergy is also unintentionally in the service of Loth, a demonic goddess who values strife and chaos above all else. I am convinced that those who have now seen the awful truth of Loth will never go back, indeed will die before reverting. Watching the spiritual journeys of all these others, including my own wife, is a powerful reminder to me to ever hold tolerance for those who come to different conclusions than I, and to humble myself in my conclusions. For much of my life, I have envied those who have found their answer, their savior, their planned and expected afterlife. I do not say that in any condescending manner, or with any thought at all that because I am not at the same place as those people, I am somehow better or more informed or more correct than they. For what I have understood from the beginning is that this place of faith, this understanding of the multiverse and the continuation of self beyond the mortal coil, is not something one can reach by power of will or reason. It happens or it does not. It is an epiphany, or it is not. I'm not talking about those who follow a religion simply out of tradition, but of those who truly believe. Thus, when I say that I envied those who have had their epiphany, I mean it, for I long awaited my own. Now I have found it. At the very least, I have come to understand that there was for me, albeit temporarily, something more, something grander, something freeing, freeing from the fascination and fear of the ultimate conclusion. Long ago, I proclaimed my freedom because I knew that I would one day die. That certainty reminded me to grab at every sunrise and sunset, to appreciate the things so many take for granted. Now I am freer still, because I have had my epiphany. And now I feel even more certain in my agnosticism, because I find myself joined by Kemuriel, a drow of great intellect and great scholarship. Drizzt Do'Urden.